Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob, Scott, and Becky all find a wine that redefines what shit wine is in OZV Old Vine Zinfandel. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault.
Welcome, everybody, to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy, and tonight I am joined by Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver.
Well, hello, folks. Hello, Rob.
Hello. We are also joined by the Triple B.
Good evening.
Tonight's show, folks, we are very excited because back on the show, we have an old Vine Zin.
An old friend.
Not the old Vine Zin.
What do you mean? This is the Old Vines Inn. It is.
The capital?
The. Yes. It's Old Vines Inn. Uh-huh. The Old Vines Inn. Literally. Isn't this, Scott?
It's it.
It is.
I don't think it's the. It's just Old Vines Inn.
It is Old Vines Inn.
Is that the brand name? Old it's Vines Inn?
OZV. Old Vines Inn. If you've ever looked at a generic label in a wine department and said, who the fuck would buy that? Well, Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver, would.
I've always liked this label. I don't know why.
So
the play on Old Vines Inn of OZV.
They didn't even bother coming up with a name.
No, they just. I'm going to name a wine Cabernet. It's going to be a Chardonnay, but I'm going to name it Cabernet.
Do you get a discount if you don't come up with a name?
Well, no. Look at it this way. You know, they spent less on the label.
You know what's strange? Wine enthusiasts. I'm not going to reveal what they said about it yet, but they said that some people in foreign lands where there's high inflation, charge $22 a bottle for this.
Whoa. How much should you spend?
Not that.
Not that.
And where'd you find it?
Everywhere. But I think I bought it at the Meijer, I think.
I've seen it at truck stops.
Parking lots.
In plastic, paper bags.
What's the
bed
wine
of trucks sold out of a funny man?
I think I'd rather huff, you know, rubber cement than drink this, personally. That's just my thought.
What's the wine that's like C?
C?
It's like Cabernet. You know what I'm talking about? It's like
C?
Letters.
CS? Yeah. Yes. That's wonderful.
Well, CS
that's
like
substance.
Oh.
And the 17 is out, and Jeb Dunnock, the man with the great hair, is giving it 93 of his points. So we'll have to have the 17 on the show soon because
I might have a bottle of that at the house. But Princess probably took it with her on her little journey to the grandparenting.
I mean, how do you have time to drink that when you're drinking great things like OZV Zin or
OZV. That's not even easy to say.
It's well, OZV. You expect it to be OVZ.
Or Troublemaker. Well, you know.
Yeah.
Or, well, OVZ is probably already taken by someone even more creative than they are. They're like, son of a bitch. Old Zin Vine.
Oh, it's not even Old Vine Zin?
Well, it could be. Well, it is an Old Vine Zin.
It is, but that's not the acronym name.
Oh.
What happens is they forget to pick the grape sometimes, and then they call those Old Vines. So that's what we get.
Where's it from?
It's from Lodi, an area that I respect for cabbage.
We do care
eggplants.
They're Ravenswood county specific line.
Yeah, but they're from Lodi, not from Lodi.
Or the Delta.
But that's what I'm talking about. If they think I think this is from Lodi, then they're high.
You know what they're going to realize when they listen to this episode, as all the wine producers listen to our show?
What?
That they got the name wrong. They actually intended it to be OVZ, but they misprinted the labels and nobody noticed.
Well, yes, they make a Chardonnay and they call it an Old Zin Vine Chardonnay. Now, I don't think they've. Scott tried to find the website.
I took a drink of water right when you said that. It almost got sprayed everywhere.
Oh, I see a vine. Scott tried to look up the website and it wasn't working.
I didn't get a hit.
It's oldzinvines.com.
Do you think that our old intern made this wine label?
No, but whoever did is dyslexic. So.
They don't have a website?
Well, they do. Well, they have www.oldzinvines.com. But that, what is it? What was that, German pornography website now?
There it is. Oak Ridge Winery.
Oak Ridge.
Like, that's what I got hit on.
Giddy up.
Lodi, California. It's the right place.
The old Oak Ridge Boys?
Well.
Is that, they sing Elvira?
Is that them? Elvira.
I can never remember for reasons that are very important. Do they make anything else, Scott?
Let's see. Anything. Their wines. It looks like they do because they're listing our wines, plural. But, on the front cover of the webpage, there's Old Soul.
What's that?
Old Vines. They make Moss Rocks. I've seen that.
Moss Rocks?
Moss Rocks. Like R-O-X-X. I've seen that.
What's that?
I've never seen that.
Maggio. They're the Maggio family.
Maggio?
Maggio.
Is that like DiMaggio?
They also make Three Girls.
Silk Oak.
Never heard any of this
Blackson.
Crap. Blackson?
That looks familiar. That it's like a black bottle with a white oak tree on it.
Would you turn that around familiar. So I could see that real quick? Let me see the screen of your iPad.
That's Old Soul.
I feel like that looks.
That's
familiar
the Old
to me.
Soul line.
That's like the Giving Tree or something. I've seen that, but like there's a coffee shop in Baltimore. No, you've never seen that wine.
The Dave Matthews, the Crusher, doesn't it have a similar?
Maybe.
Isn't that like the Tree of Wisdom or
something like that?
The Tree of Life? Is that what you're thinking of? I don't know where you're headed with
Could
this.
Be. I don't know what it is. I've never seen that fucking wine.
I think I've seen it. I feel like I've seen it somewhere. But maybe well, you've just been, a knockoff of that.
You've been to some questionable places, so that would explain it. Wow. You know. Anyway, folks.
Guess what they have in the under their Moss Rocks line. Moss is in moss on a Rolling Stone rocks.
Yeah, I got that.
R-O-X-X.
I figured out that.
It has a yellow and black label.
And it's ancient vine.
Is it? Is that their ultra premium label?
It might be $24.
So it's 14.
This is not your everyday wine.
Okay, so this is 22, but it's really 10. So that is 24, so that's really 12?
Yeah, so it really does. The line in their own little descriptor says, this is not your everyday wine. That Becky was not exaggerating. That is their first line.
Oh, trust me. I would not drink these wines every day. Where is Moss Rocks from, the ancient vines?
It looks like it's all from Lodi.
Oh, just Lodi.
Half to century-year-old vines.
Do they understand that I know that Lodi isn't that big, that it could sustain all these wineries making Lodi Zin? I just know that.
I feel like they're saying Lodi, like that one wine we had said California.
Well, they're saying Lodi, like that's something that excites me, and it doesn't.
I just went to smell it, and it left a ring. Look.
There you go.
Do you see it?
Oh, well, folks.
That's not a leg. That's a debris pile.
Oh, Jesus. Anyway, folks, we're going to take a break. Figure out what's going on. Maybe pour this up before we drink it. And, look for something else to drink here on the Wine Vault.
Unlicensed taxi driver here. When I'm out on the road, mayhem is everywhere. Mayhem doesn't care, but your local Allstate insurance agent, Craig Walters, does care. Are you in good hands? Are you in the good hands of Craig Walters Insurance Agency?
And if you're not, folks, please give Craig a call. His number is 740-862-4585. You can also meet him at his office at 107 North Main Street, Baltimore, Ohio. For auto, home, or life, give Craig a call. And we're back, folks. So we have the OZV Old Vines Inn from Lodi. In California, wine-ish, here on the Wine Vault. Scott's finding more. They have a rosé, don't they?
They do.
Oh, wow.
They have a 3-liter bottle.
Of what?
That sells for 70 of your dollars.
A 3-liter bottle?
A 3-liter bottle of the Zinfandel.
Is that, that's empty, right? I mean, it's more likely, I mean...
3-liter bottle, so you could age it better.
In reality. I mean, how... They must have really had a high opinion of themselves. Then they got into the actual market and they realized that they're a bunch of losers. Imagine how depressed they are in reality. I mean, they have to probably only wear Velcro shoes now. They have no belts. I mean, it must be so maddening for them because they're probably on watch all day long since they realized how big of failures they really are.
You know how they dress?
Close. I didn't know
like
where
the
you
guy
were
at the Kroger's
that.
Beer tasting.
That's true. They're on discount shelves everywhere. So.
Thank you, Scott, for bringing this to our house.
It's a very exciting. Well, anyway, folks, I have the lyrics for Honey Love up on the computer here.
I just
want
to say, before we go any further.
Sure.
The wine guy very much led me to believe that we were having a Turley wine vault night.
First of all, I said we're having old vines in, which is factually correct.
To me, there is no other old vines in. If you're saying there's an old vines in, I think you're having Turley.
I'm sorry.
I don't think you're giving me OZV.
Well, I'll apologize that there was any confusion.
You did it on purpose.
I damn well did. By the way, Bogle's Old Vines Inn is quite good. It's actually from Lodi as well, but we liked that quite a bit.
We loved it.
Yeah. This is not. So, the wine enthusiast in their all their glossy mag kind of thing, they gave it 86 of their points.
Oh, my gosh. Think how bad it is.
Oh, no. Let me read. With a semi-sweet balance and loads of chocolate flavors.
I don't know that they've given anything this low of a score.
Oh, they have, but it's normally Dornfelder from Germany. This wine is more of a dessert than a dinner wine. Ugh. The aromas are packed with blackberry jam and raspberry syrup, while the flavors are lush and sweet and the texture soft. And they suggest to buy now. I don't want to.
Just you drink it now. Just buy it now.
You know what's interesting, though, Scott?
What's that?
The appellation, they listed it as Lodi and Central Valley in California.
Central Valley. I'm not sure.
Central
we've
Valley, like
had
Utah.
A Zin from Central Valley. Yeah,
right.
I don't know. It's a mutt.
Idaho.
Yeah.
When you're actually trying to suggest that your wine is from Lodi as a selling point, but it's really not, and something beneath that, you're not starting off on a good foot.
And I also, just having the words raspberry syrup.
Yeah.
In your description, I'm like already like.
Yeah, raspberry syrup.
I just need to go to bed.
We all know the Sierra foothills, actually, folks, are not too far from Lodi. This is all around Sacramento. But Amador, Sierra Foothills, El Dorado, great places for Zen. Lodi is kind of, so that's like the superstar. That's the celebrity, Zen. Lodi is more like the Frank Stallone of Zens. he's related, and he kind of looks like them, but he looks like them after they've been punched in the face a lot. And he's just not quite as talented. You know, and that's, but this isn't even Frank Stallone, folks.
I thought you were going to maybe go with one of the Jackson siblings.
No, this is a Frank Stallone impersonator, which is really bad in reality. Yeah, it's like Stevie Ray Vaughan's brother in the Fabulous Thunderbirds. He sucks ass. But this actually is a cover band of his band, which is much, much worse.
Oh.
So let's get into this.
But I have to tell you something.
Do you?
You know, I'm in Trade Tools section of the Oak Ridge Winery.
Trade Tools?
Page.
What? Like?
And I'm about to download the OZV Old Vines and Fidel Resources, and I know they have a descriptor that's different from their front page. Did you know, Rob, that this wine is the hallmark of Lodi Zinfandel?
They sell in Hallmark?
They do.
What is the hallmark of
OZV is the hallmark.
The hall pass or the hallmark? Like graffiti? Somebody writes, you know, for a good time, call so and so. Did you just drink it?
Yeah.
On purpose?
Yeah.
Well, I was just delaying. All right. Well, let's since Becky already drank it, she's not dead. I'm going to smell it first. First of all, it does leave an odd residue. It's not legs. So when you swirl it, folks, have you ever sprayed Windex on something and how it kind of leaves a streak? This leaves like a Windex streak on the glass. I'm sorry. I was getting ready to throw up in my mouth.
I think it looks like when you take a liquid medicine.
Yeah.
And there's some left over on the side of your cup.
It's unusual.
That's
but
what
I don't
it looks
know.
Like.
Or like when you get a bug that's smashed across your windshield that the wipers streak it.
Okay.
And then you try and get it off with your windshield wiper fluid.
Yeah.
But there's that, the thickest line stays. Yeah. That's what this is like.
Yes. And on the nose, blackberry jam. If one was to be creative and pretend, maybe cassis, but I don't think so.
I would say... Like,
and menthol.
Menthol.
Blackberry syrup.
And a yeastiness with that menthol.
It's not horribly yeasty. I mean, I've smelled yeastier things.
For
like,
sure.
You know, well...
Yes, I'll give you that.
But
because it's overwhelmed by the jamminess.
Yes. But I didn't say why it wasn't as yeasty as normally. I just said it was. Yeah.
Not a pleasant nose.
Well, I think the nose isn't the strong suit.
Or is it?
Are you sure?
Or is it?
Are you certain about that?
It's called, you know, make lemons out of lemonade? No. It's the other way around. I'm going to drink it now.
Okay.
Make a pratfall.
It's delicious. No, I'll actually.
You know, you have to put it on the other side of your lips.
Are you going to swirl it?
I got a little bit. I didn't get quite enough, and it kind of tasted like stomach acid a little bit. I'll try it.
Rare form.
It's not good. Mm. It almost tastes like a... if you were getting like a fruit syrup on pink, but it was bad. Like it had turned. It's really bad.
Jesus Christ! Oh,
what is that?
Oh, that's the hole.
Oh,
I didn't think it would be that bad. Holy shit!
It sells for what? 22?
Oh, no. Oh.
It's also not as in.
Folks, I was not being dramatic. It is...
You were being dramatic.
No, it's bracingly sweet.
Yeah. It tastes like a blackberry wine.
Mm. Like I would give me blueberry or blackberry wine. I've had raspberry wine. I much prefer it over this.
With an awful sour oak finish.
See, I didn't expect it. I thought it was going to be overtly jammy.
Yeah.
But not...
I can't even get to the oak, which you know is a shocking thing because there's so much fruit in it, I can't.
Oh, that's horrendous. That's the worst Zinfandel I've ever had in my life. And I've had Predator.
No, Predator's worse than this.
No, it is not.
I would...
Mm-mm. I hate Predator, but this is worse.
I would pick Predator over this every day.
Yes, Predator, at least they it's Predator is this, but they took this big old charred oak and threw it on there. That makes it much better. But this is so disgustingly coin sweet. It's not a nice sweet. Sometimes you can tolerate it. You just say, well, that's crap. I know it has no redeeming qualities and it's poorly done. This is repulsive in its sweetness. It doesn't taste natural. It tastes like a chemical.
No. It tastes like corn syrup. Mm-hmm. Karo syrup.
Oh, and it gets worse. Oh. The second sip wasn't as bad because I knew what to expect, but it was so shockingly bad on that first sip. It's lighter now. It's a little stewy and a little stimmy, too.
Don't you? To me, it tastes like a raspberry or a blackberry or blueberry syrup for pancakes from like IHOP that's maybe turned.
Oh, yeah, turned, yes.
Yeah, that's what
I think it tastes like.
It's Kara syrup.
Well, it tastes like a product that is expired. I mean, it doesn't taste fresh. It doesn't taste...
No.
It
just tastes wrong.
If you get to the actual wine, it's a little mealy. It has green, stemmy, grassy elements to it. Not in a positive sense.
How did you find that? I can't taste anything in this besides the sugar.
You have... Well, but these things are not credits to the wine. They're not based on a minerality. It's just like a green pepper leanness that's there, but it's also overshadowed by the residual sugar crud. So you have a lean weediness to it. It's weedy. And then you also are blend in with that or this nasty, I'm not even sure I'd associate it with a fruit. Maybe what, cherry? It's not really maybe. Raspberry.
Maybe. Yeah. And you know, when you say cherry, it actually gives a little glimmer in my eye.
I mean, a cherry rhubarbish kind of, it's a stemmy, you know, pulpy kind of sweetness that is not one that you ever really want to drink.
But at least there's a connection to what the flavor is.
It also has a little bit, you know, that cherry juice that people use, that add to water for their joints or whatever. This has a little bit of that to it, too. What is that called? I don't know what it is.
Cherry juice?
Oh, it's some sort
of maraschino cherries like that?
No. It's like like one of these elixir things. It's like a some sort of a cherry pulp that you add to water. I don't know what it was.
Huh.
I think they used to have the Andersons for something. It was like a cure-all snake oil shit. And you just add it to like
Super antioxidant cherry.
Yeah, that's what it was for.
Starts with an A. Acerola.
Yeah.
Acerola. How you pronounce
if that was sweet and green and stemmy, it would kind of resemble that. That's not good. But yeah, this is the worst symptom. And we've had Gnarly Head, which was bad. Black Mountain was bad. This far exceeds those in its shittiness. This is as gauche as the label.
I thought the label was fairly attractive. I was wrong.
Yeah.
But
You dressed up like a pirate last show.
Like the label. Oh. It reminds me of like a theme from like a high school prom.
Yeah. From 1987.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It also has a faux vanilla. Sweet vanilla on the finish. Faux.
I will say this. I am so impressed that you're able to pick things out of this. That you're able to, like, think about the wine. Because I just am, like, shuddering that I can't even...
Well, they're not subtle. That's the thing. I mean, the weediness is so blatant. No. It tastes like the Delta. Shitty, low-quality junk. That is just absolute, unmitigated trash.
I'm extra upset that you told me that this was going to be a Turley.
I never said a Turley.
And for the price point for this, I'd rather drink Fisheye. I thought I'd never say that.
Oh, yeah. I'd rather have, what do we have?
Like literally anything.
Yellowtail, any of that Yellowtail. Stuff. I would,
Woodbridge.
I would drink any of that stuff in a heartbeat over this.
Yeah.
You know what this is like? Say Pepperwood Grove had residual sugar out the ass. And was grosser. That's this.
Yeah, this is as gross as Pepperwood
Because it's also a lean wine. Well, Pepperwood Grove is wildly lean, but it wasn't sweet. It was bone dry. But it had no character. This doesn't have any character except for stuff that's been tacked on like a frickin', you know, bad Botox.
Yeah, these weird things.
Yeah. It's like the person that goes in and has a new nose put on every 3 weeks,
you
know.
Can you imagine what their rosé tastes like?
Ugh.
Clown's genitalia is probably what it tastes like. I'm just saying. I don't know. Subtle notes of cotton candy.
And no, off air, you were going to describe. Bottom. You were going to describe the aroma of this.
Smells like genitalia. Yes, it does. You know, doesn't taste much better. Mm-hmm. Ode de taint, I believe, is what that is.
Oh my lord.
Are you saying the wine's tainted? No, I'm saying it smells of taint.
Do you know they redid this label in 2019 in January? This is their new label for it.
Wow, guys. They're like, it must be the label. That's what's holding us back. No, it's the rot gut in the bottle that's holding you back, you dumb bastards. Jeezy God.
This is...
Worthless.
Top five worst wines we've done on the show.
Yes, it is, Scott.
OZV.
Yes. 19 Crimes.
Pepperwood Grove.
See, the Pepperwood Grove is junk, but it's at least it's lean junk. Underwood, although we were so drunk, I honestly don't remember. But I do remember. That was bad. Underwood Pinot Noir was bad. Well, Chateau Souverain Cabernet. The Merlot was good, but Cabernet.
It was passable. It really was.
What else?
Somebody commented on their press release about the new wine label. New label and a very different wine blend. Not a pleasant change at all.
No.
Sandra, you are correct. I don't know what it tasted like before, but it is not pleasant.
Well, also, this is bad as Trader Joe's Petite Monterey Merlot. Oh, Petite God. Reserve Monterey Merlot. This is in that ballpark
of bad.
Is this
as bad as Meiomi?
It was worse than Meiomi.
Yeah.
Way worse.
Meiomi at least knows what it is.
Meiomi is bullshit, but it knows it's bullshit.
And they know what they're doing in making that bullshit. Mm-hmm. You have to give them credit. They're sweetening up Pinot Noir to sell to the masses, and they do a good job of making that.
Vladimir Putin knows what he's doing. You don't have to give credit to the son of a bitch. I mean, come on now.
Come on, man.
This is more like...
Sure, this bastard can ride a horse.
That's true.
If you're going to ride...
And if you're going to ride a horse...
Ride Putin's white pony.
Drink Jack London Zinfandel by Kenwood.
Yes. Or go ZV.
You drink that straight from the bottle.
Yes. I knew it was going to be that kind of party. I'd drink OZV right from the bottle.
I'd stick that... Never mind. So, folks, we're going to take a break. Compose ourselves, because Scott's out of sorts.
I'm out of sorts.
And be right back.
I'm out of sorts, folks.
Here,
so out of sorts.
On the Wine Vault. What's that?
I don't even know what to do scoring this.
Save your 70s and 80s. That's all I can say. Be right back on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So in tonight's potpourri, I have a question for the group.
Uh-oh.
It's going to take some... This is actually a good question.
If it's not, I have some other doozies.
That's all right. Say today you had to start a very, very, very small wine shop. Okay?
Okay.
And you had to do 9 different wines. 3 wines.
9 wines?
Yes. 9 wines. Not 10. Not 8, 9. 3 wines under $10, 3 wines under $20, and 3 wines 40 or under. What would you do? And I'm not saying each person individually come up with these, but collectively, what should be on that list?
The first thing that popped into my head was the
OZV?
Rotary's Estate.
Rotary's Estate.
I don't know why, but it did. That's the first thing that popped into my head.
Well, that was really stupid, Scott.
That's a nice little bottle of sparkler.
Yeah, but why, we're not talking about sparkler. We're talking about red or white.
We're opening a nice little wine shop. Somebody's going to come in and say, can I have some champagne?
Why in
and
the
we're gonna
hell?
Say, why, yes, you can.
Why in fuck's name did you come to a sparkler?
It was the first thing that popped into my head.
Really? Was that the same time that it popped in your head to buy this stuff?
So you don't think in our little wine
Scott,
shop.
Were you dressed up like that pirate when you were buying
honestly,
this? Because that
I'm
actually works.
I'm very upset with Rob for opening this tonight, but I am upset with you for bringing this into our house.
I didn't know it was going to be this bad.
What'd you think when you bought it?
You thought that a label that looked like that would be nice? You thought that?
That label has sucked me in for days.
It's like a soap opera's logo.
I mean, seriously is like a 1980s prom. Yeah. Invitation.
Well, in fairness, Scott was 40 in 1980s, but
no, and like the it almost looks like the
back.
That's really it. Generic that's like high school graduation invitation that you get.
Yeah,
that's what it looks like.
Yeah, Yeah. Take my breath away.
Speaking of.
Yeah.
But whose initials are OZV?
I don't know. ODB.
Uh-huh. I thought that too.
And this wine is an old dirty bastard, but and so are you, so
well, it goes well, yeah.
I don't know who I'm the most upset with.
I apologize for bringing it into the house.
That's true. Becky's already had wine tonight, too, so.
It wasn't good either. I didn't like it.
It was fine.
Okay.
Lynn Court Pinot Noir, we've had on the show. Fine.
Fine.
Not a 93 from the enthusiast, but not everything can be.
No.
So back to the question.
I stand by.
You're stupid.
A good champagne to have.
Well, that's great. Okay. Okay. Well. Okay. Yeah, great. We'll do your champagne.
Thank you.
Fucking like rando it. Shit. Well, for me, under $10. We're gonna start off with the Le Crayon de Agnès from Costa Nieres. Don't you think? $7.99. A nice little. You know, French blend, mostly Grenache, lovely, cheap, introductory. Even the Triple B would like it.
Mm-hmm. We did mention Grenache when we had that you would mm-hmm. care for that.
And it actually, you know, people would buy.
I don't trust either one of you anymore after this.
Well, in fairness, I did it intentionally to you. So
I didn't intentionally do this either, other than I intentionally bought it. I didn't know it was this
Rob
bad.
Did do it intentionally.
Yeah, he did trick you. He was deceitful. He's a deceitful man.
In my defense, I didn't know it would be this bad. I mean, I knew it would be bad, but, you know. Second wine, I would say, though, would be Le Clos. $7.99. Another good one.
A little, you were a little heavy on the French.
That's because the French are wonderful.
Well, you know,
you have a problem.
The Americans are not going to buy all this French wine.
Okay, how many American wines do you know under... Well, you probably would buy some American wines under $10. What ones would they be?
Pick a Bogle.
I'll pick the old vines in, and it's $10.99. That is not under
$10. You see it $9.99.
Where?
You see Bogle for $9.99.
Okay, at our wine shop, $9.99.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll add a third one. We're violating Ohio liquor laws. We'll put Bogle old vines in at $9.99. Agreed? So the Le Clos, Le Clos, Le Clarion de Agnès, and the Bogle Old Vines. Now, what about under 20? 20 or under? Probably closer to 20. Hell, let's do a 25 and under. It's a bigger spread. Okay. And you've already said the Rotary Estate Sparkler.
So we'll include that in the 25 and under.
Yeah. Well, that's
what about a Kimmy?
No.
Love Block. You don't have any whites.
Yes, we do. The Rotary Estate's a white. And it'll work for that.
Oh, it's a sparkler. Yes. You need a white.
That is white.
Ferrari. No, you need a I've got white. One for you.
White. It's still white.
Carano
Merlot.
The Merlot.
Yeah, you could have bought that instead of this. That's actually a good choice.
That's something that the masses are going to love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
More delicate palates, more mm-hmm. discerning palates are going to enjoy.
True.
And, you know, another good one we talked about earlier in the show, the CS substance that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You know, we love the Horse Heaven Hills, man.
And I'll tell you, one of my really favorite wines is the Dry Creek's Inn. I love
you
it.
Like that, don't you?
That would be a good choice, too.
I love the Dry Creek's Inn. I love the Dry Creek Fumé Blanc. I think they are both really good.
Well, the Dry Creek Fumé Blanc is another one that, for around $10, is a good choice, to.
Yeah. But I love Dry Creek's Inn is, I like it more than Ravenswood.
Oh, it's better than the Ravenswood.
It's very, very good.
But it's another $5-6 over them.
Yes.
Yeah. Or seven.
But we're in the $10 to $25 range.
True. Sagascio Zinfandel, by the way.
Mm. Sagascio. Well, you could,
there's
we could just start a shop.
I mean, right now you can get
between 15 to 20.
Yeah.
Old De Leon.
So let's pick three. What would we have?
I would do... well, this is the thing. It wouldn't necessarily be the thing you think that is the most exciting or what you like the most. It's what's the most flexible, I suppose.
And there's some merit to that. And I go back to the Merlot, the Ferrari Carano.
I think that is... But the problem I would have with that is it's a little jazzy. So it's not as quite a standard. I think the CS is a good choice, partly because it can do a little bit of Cabernet. It can also flirt in the little Merlot section. It can do a little bit more because it's a little more open and flexible.
I think it's a nice drinker too.
But then if you're looking for something that the Rotary states, if you wanted a still white, just leave it open for a really long time. All right, there you go. Tank a tasty one. But I think also in that price range, you could be a little bit more adventuresome too.
With what?
With a wine.
Oh, really?
So we've been talking.
Where would you adventure?
I know.
Well, you should have a Pinot, probably.
For the Prince of Pinot.
But for a Zinfandel, we've already chosen the Bogle Old Vine Zin. So doing Segeshu might be a little bit more of a duplicate, and we shouldn't do that, even though it's really good. And the Segeshu also works in place of a Cabernet, quite frankly, because of the way it's structured. But nevertheless, we're going to do the CS. That's fine. I'm not mad.
Dry Creek or Segeshu. We could alternate them.
Oh, I think that those two are... Dry Creek, I think, is a little bit more of a traditional Zin, in my opinion. Yeah. Segeshu is Segeshu.
Yeah.
Segeshu, no matter what year it is, always takes like another version of itself.
The thing that differentiates Segeshu, I'm kind of leaning towards, if I had to pick between the two of what I wanted to sell in my shop, I think I would lean towards a Segeshu just because it's got that distinct mouthfeel.
You guys love Segeshu.
It's not quite a Turley mouthfeel, but Segeshu has a nice, distinct mouthfeel.
And supply as well. But also, though, don't you want to be a little more distinctive in your shop, a little more unique? And also, Dry Creek sometimes dips below $19.99, maybe $17.99, gets you a little bit more of a deal. I don't know.
There's that.
I think both of them have...
I think you couldn't go wrong with either of those choices.
Yeah, I agree. I was going to say, I feel like, I would agree with you on that.
That's true. And because we need a white, too, because we talked about it. We'll have four in this price range. We'll do both. We should have a Pinot as well. And when are we going to do a Pinot? Pinot, I think, is okay to spend more on.
Yeah. I was going to say, if we put a Pinot in, I would put it at the $25 and up.
Yeah. I would do probably Love Block Pinot Noir.
The best.
There you go.
Well, it's. I think that...
it's a nice choice.
Yeah. It really is.
It's not too expensive. You know what you're going to get. It should be available.
But a Chardonnay. Shouldn't we have a Chardonnay? Not for over $25.
I know. Can't we put it in a cheaper room?
The Rayburn at $16.99 is delicious.
Rayburn was nice. Mm-hmm. You know what I think is a reasonable Chardonnay, a little higher price point, but that Stag's Leap, that Caraya. It was fine. It was quite lovely.
Yeah, but I'd rather have the Rayburn all day long.
I would rather have the Rayburn as well.
But for $15 less.
Well, you wanted to, we're trying to make a profit.
We're not going to sell it. Nobody's going to buy it.
But we still don't have a Chardonnay in the $25 price. $25 price.
But what if we did Rayburn in that, and then we just pick another red that's more expensive?
Okay.
And we said, you know what, CS? We said four. Get rid of Rotary Estate.
Exactly. No.
Yeah. Okay, we'll do five. We'll do five then. We're expanding our wines, actually.
Which section are we in now?
I thought we were in the above 25.
Below 20, we'll have five. Above 25, though.
You're so confusing.
Yeah, confused.
No, I mean, but the unlimited section. Probably less than
50. Unlimited.
Okay. Less than 50. And we probably have enough Zen at this point.
Probably
enough Zen.
So what would you pick? Numanthia?
No, because once again, people... to sell. We're talking about mass appeal. Numanthia is a bit more of a niche enjoyment. That is a good question.
You don't think, if you're at that price range, if you are in a high price range, you want something like that. You want something crazy to take.
Yeah, but more people would like ZD Cabernet, which is sitting right next to it. And that's, by the way, that ZD Cabernet was really good.
It was really good.
Yeah, it was really good.
I wouldn't know. Probably that night we had something like this for the first one. And then I went to bed and you all had a 93 and a 94 ranked Cabernet.
I think you were actually pregnant, so you couldn't have drank anyway. you know what would be a good choice? Mm-hmm. Although it's a Zin again. The St. Francis Reserves.
Oh, yeah. That actually was a great choice.
It's really good wine. Looking up at the board. Why do we just limit ourselves to the board? But
I'm surprised you haven't picked a J-Lore.
They've fallen out of favor with me.
Well, you know what would be in the above $25 range?
What's that?
Anything from Duckhorn.
That's true.
Is Duckhorn Merlot?
It would sell really well.
It would.
And you'd never disappoint.
No. Yeah. True.
And it's you can get it. Choice. You can get it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. You always can get Duckhorn. Cabernet and Merlot. If you could get the Three Palms, that'd be wonderful, but you can't. Ugh. It'd also be great if you could get some of their single, like the Howl Mountain and whatnot, Cabernets. But of course, you can't. Well, you can get it on their website, though. I also think I might throw Heights.
Yeah. Yeah.
For a rustic style cab.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some ideas. It's hard to do, though, when you think about it. How would you really, I mean, what would you be going for in a wine selection? We're talking retail, not restaurant. Restaurant, you approach it completely differently. But retail, it's things that you think that people would buy again and not require too much convincing, as opposed to things that we like because they appeal to us. Even though they do have obvious widespread Olympic merit, that doesn't necessarily mean the masses would agree, even though they'd be wrong.
No, in general, if we were going to really sell a wine shop, what would be some things that you would want to have in the shop always to show people?
Well, you'd want to have a little bit of uniqueness, so you're not going to try to copy what every grocery store has, naturally.
For sure.
And I think having Dry Creek, it's not in every grocery store, is a good way to do that, under $20, like the Triple B said.
But forget limiting ourselves to 9 things. Let's say we've got a proper wine shop.
Sure. So what's my philosophy?
What are a couple things you would want to have in the shop always to show some different things that people might not have otherwise?
In a budget sense, Apatagua Pinot Noir is an excellent wine.
Apatagua is freaking fantastic.
The wines from Casa Castillo, whether it be just the regular Casa Castillo or Las Gravas, that whole line, showing that line as it progresses is great. Yep. A lot of Spanish wines, I would have a really great Spanish section.
Yeah, 100%.
The Can Blaus, Hecula,
Selena. Let's say this was our wine shop.
Yeah.
I think we'd have South African whites.
Well, Baden, and there are many Chenin Blanc, Sauvignon Blancs that are really good.
It's the South African whites. It's almost like the Spanish reds. You just can't go wrong.
Well, also, I would really get a good amount of New Zealand Pinots. And Sauvignon Blancs, but Pinots. The Palliser, I have the Palliser Estates Pinot. That's really interesting. Love Block is great. You know, even in a cheaper sense, like Oyster Bay and stuff like that. Those are really good.
Yeah, and we've never met the New Zealand Sauv Blanc that wasn't good.
No, not really. I mean, from Brandicott to all of those things from top to bottom, they're all pleasing in some sense.
You can't go wrong.
No. And there isn't a bullshit wine in that group.
And just some nice, dry, crisp German and Austrian whites.
I think for hand selling, like the Domaine Wachau and stuff like that, the Grüner Veltlingers.
Oh, we love those.
Some Albarinos that have a little bit more of an interesting, you know, way about them. And like you said, though, the Chenin Blancs, the Sauvignon Blancs from South Africa show a completely different character.
I think for the American white wine drinker, who, you know, I drink Chard, I drink whatever you drink.
True.
Try the South African whites.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's why we're selling them in our imaginary shop.
Yes,
I imagine. Encouraging you to drink them.
And then if you're talking about port.
Oh!
Yes. Just yes.
You can just pick one.
Oh, one Penfolds Club Tawny.
Why not? Because you can.
Yeah, why wouldn't we?
Juarez,
I mean, but that's a ruby. I'm always going to go Tawny if I'm going to pick between the two. So, even though I like Juarez is good, but. You know what? If I'm going to do that, I'm going to bump it up to Graham 6 Grapes, which is better than Juarez.
Damn it.
And then there's some of the late bottles, the Smith Woodhouse, the Dowells. All those late bottle vintages are just a little bit more than that. I had Osborne late bottle vintage. If you could find it, it's under $20. It's delicious. So, you know, it's a rabbit hole you go down. If I wanted a drier Tawny, I would do like the Optima. Ooh. Or something from Newport. Those are very dry. Mm. So
those are great. That's a great question to like kind of think about and imagine.
Oh yeah, just keep on going and going and going. If I was to pick one Pinot though, one Pinot, you pick Love Block. That's fine.
You know the Apple Toggle.
The Apple Toggle. Really, well, price range wise,
good. Forget the price range. It was really good. I mean, well, we've had some good ones.
Wasn't overstated. That's the beauty of Apatagua. It's not overstated. But I also, I mean, the Rodney Strong, the Russian River, and the Coastal. Sonoma Coast.
Yeah.
Those were both good. Those were both good. And the Chalk Hill.
And you know a white that we would have in our shop? The Wente.
Oh, the Wente Morning Fog?
Morning Fog.
The Wente Morning Fog, definitely. Also the Ferrari Grano Fumé Blanc. So, there's a few.
And Becky mentioned the Dry Creek Fumé Blanc.
Yes.
And let's give, yes, the producer for the masses, Mondavi's 50th, that Fumé Blanc.
That was really good. That was really good.
That was, you could argue that for a mass-produced wine that we've done on the show, that was the best one we've done. You really could argue that.
You could. I mean, you could argue that, you know, that you're actually an android.
What are you saying, sir?
You're still wrong, but nevertheless.
What would you say was the large-scale, mass-produced wine? Well, you always, if I say something, you just say you're wrong.
Well, they're all large-scale, mass-produced to a certain
degree. Not like Robert Mondavi's 50th anniversary Fumé Blanc.
But I don't know. I mean, do you think that they make mass-produced amounts of
Fumé? It's like 75,000 cases.
Mass-produced. Well, the Club Tawny by Penfolds is mass-produced.
Yeah. He's no fun when he doesn't play along.
Well, because I'm just smarter?
No, but...
Gatina Malbec, they make a few of those.
I would take the 50th.
Well, I know you would, but that's why you... The Bogle Petit Syrah, or Bogle Petit Syrah, the Bogle Old Vines Inn, they probably make 10 million cases of that.
But it's not as good as that 50th.
Well, I mean, that's you know, your opinion. I have the truth. That's okay.
The truth, all right.
I hear they have a lot of cases of Breca. There's 50 million of those. Breca. I think we forget how great that was. And 92 and a 93 is a pretty damn good score for that one. Yes. So. Well, folks, we're going to take a break. And then we'll be right back here with reviews. Triple B's excited. Here on the Wine Vault.
Unlicensed taxi driver here. Folks, have you ever sat back and thought how you first heard of the Wine Vault? Well, we need your help reaching more listeners. What you can do is go to iTunes, give us a review, give us 5 stars, give us your thoughts and feedback.
So only with your help, folks, will more people learn about, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. We'll be right back. And we're back, folks. So Scott and Becky off air were discussing
the oak.
The oak.
I would use air quotes, oak.
They probably poured it in their grandmother's used casket.
Oh.
I mean, she was in there, mind you.
Oh.
It gives a little more earthy.
Hey, I'm not dead yet.
Yeah.
I'm not dead yet.
I mean, I think about this. I understand the Fry Brothers are a bunch of dipshits. But at least they're not these guys.
Wow.
Right.
Wow.
I make wine.
Hey, Mom, we're on a podcast. You should listen to us.
Okay.
What do you mean they're making fun of us?
They said our wine smells like genitalia.
What do you mean we used the wrong acronym?
I ain't got none of those.
You decanted this.
OVZ.
Yeah.
We named it Old Vine Zin. Oh, Ma. What, Ma?
Old Zin Vine.
Ma. Oh.
Oops.
Oh.
Oh, no.
George, get back on the short bus.
Granny ready yet? Put in a spigot.
You said spigot.
A spigot. We don't have barrels. We have spigots. Here at OZV, we make some of the finest wines in... Where the fuck are we? Oh, shit. California.
California.
Damn. Isn't there a Beverly Hills Billy song about... No, it's not. Damn it.
Cabot.
My daughter, she went to... She went to art school, and she did our label with a silver pen. It's nice, isn't
Back in 1984.
Yeah. She still has the poof in the front of her hair.
The shoulder pads.
Yeah.
She got the shoulder pads.
She got them shoulder pads. They still do the running man. I was good at that. I could just shuffle all day long.
But you were, son.
Yeah.
OZV.
That Emilio Estevez is a great actor. A lot of stuff. Isn't he still famous? No?
No.
Shit.
Folks, we're just stalling so that Becky can get up the gumption to give this putrid excuse of a wine her score.
I just saw Corey Feldman in the movie. That man's going to go places. That's all I can say. He's got a lot of talent. Just like I have talent. My mother said I was good for nothing. I said, I wish, but still.
Well, good for something. At least nothing.
I got so mad the other day my dog kicked me. I don't know how that happened. Come on. That's right.
I hate this voice.
The wine doesn't make sense. My jokes don't make sense.
Thank God you recognize.
He uses this voice for so many people.
I do. Because I know a lot of people that are a little bit inbred. So that's why I use this voice. Go on now, Becky. Give us a review.
This is terrible. This wine's terrible. It's syrupy.
Yes.
It took me 30 minutes to even be able to taste the oak at the end because it's so syrupy and awful.
What syrup is that?
Like I said, it tastes like an
ipecac.
An IHOP syrup that's gone bad. And they made it into a wine. I would give this like a 65.
Ooh, shit.
I don't know. Shit. I don't know how to score it. It's so bad. And I'm really salty that I thought we were having Curly. And this is what we have. And I think it's important to know none of us even drank half a glass.
Jacinto Cinco.
I had a little more.
Jacinto Cinco is what she... Yeah. Is that, no, that's a 75. Shit, I don't know.
It doesn't matter what you
give. I don't.
It doesn't matter what you give this. This doesn't even deserve a score.
What's your score, Scott?
Unscorable. It really is unscorable. 62 of my points.
Oh, that was 60. How many?
Two.
Did you just take a big drink of it?
No, it just took a little drink. It bites you. And now
I tried to take a drink, but it took a drink of me.
On my master class. I will be providing OZV 93 of my points. Aggregate score 66.
You gave it a 66?
Yes. OZV also ends in the Wall of Shame.
Oh my God.
Wall of Shame. This is the worst version of a Zinfandel we have ever seen. It's one of the worst wines.
It's a shame to call it a Zinfandel.
Indistinguishable.
Yeah.
As to what this variety would be.
It's an old Zin vine. That's what it is.
You know it's wine. You know it's wine.
Do you? Yeah.
I would honestly have guessed it was a blackberry wine or something.
Yeah, some crappy fruit thing.
I think it tastes like a sugary, sweet Bloody Mary, if you ask anyone.
Yeah.
Definitely top 10 worst wines we've had on the show.
Oh, I would say top 5.
Top 3.
Bad.
Yes. OZV. Wow.
Shame on you.
For shame. For shame. Your mother doesn't love you.
Hey,
she doesn't.
She shouldn't.
Well, maybe she isn't your mother anymore because she disowned you.
Damn it. You're gone, son.
Yes.
Oh, kill it before it breeds. That's all I can say about that. Holy hell of a fucking, oh my God. Well, folks.
Oh, mother of God, sweet Disneyland Jesus.
If you want to do the world a service, go into your local wine shop, grocery store, gas station, adult bookstore. Find the OZV display and destroy it. No one will convict you of vandalism. Well, no one. I will testify on your behalf in the fact that you were a messenger of God. So, OZV, go fuck yourself. Yeah, go really. First. Go fuck yourself. Learn how to fucking make wine. Or
it's
not.
Yeah, just stop.
Oh, completely stop. Your label's ugly as shit. I mean, if Scott likes it, that means it's trashy. Well, it looks like a...
drew my attention.
Looks like a Danielle Steele novel label. I mean, it just...
it does look like a bad book like label.
Where's the short shirtless dude caressing a half-naked woman? It should be on there.
Well, what I wasn't thinking about OZV in front of the mirror. I wasn't. I never did.
Well, you could be
shirtless. That's not true.
You could be shirtless, but I don't. Well, they actually.
It's not true.
If they put you shirtless on this label, it shockingly would materially improve it, and that's a bad thing.
I don't think it would make the wine better.
It would make it worse. At least people would definitely not buy it then by accident. They'd be like, oh, fuck. And it'd be a warning, you know?
Well,
I mean, the pregnant don't drink when you're pregnant. That's not enough. I mean, they just don't drink this wine.
Don't drink it.
How was this approved by the FDA? Was it tested?
Probably not.
Did anyone ever test this?
Not for palatability.
I mean, certainly the people that made it didn't test it. They didn't drink this. They went and bought Bogle and drank that. Mm-hmm. I mean, or they just drank their own urine.
Ooh, stop.
It's sterile.
Or drink somebody else's urine.
Even better. Mixed them together.
Better than this.
Made a blend. Oh, I'm sorry. That's their white wine.
That's the yellow blend.
That's the non-vintage Solera that they have. Shit. Yes. So, for Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver, a very angry Triple B, and myself, Rob the Wine Guy, we are going to bid you adieu and see you next time on The Wine Vault. Good night.